The coelacanth frog. What is that?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, most of us have heard about the coelacanth fish, but what on earth is a coelacanth frog?
Well, the astonishing discovery of this bizarre purple frog, would you believe, which lives in burrows in the tropical rainforests of southern India, has caused great excitement amongst biologists. Now, specimens of this frog have been found in the fossil record, but supposedly dating back 80 million years, to the time of the dinosaurs. This is a very similar example to that of the coelacanth fish that was once thought to be extinct, having been found as fossils claimed to date back to what's called the Age of Dinosaurs. But when scientists discovered living coelacanth in two different spots in the world, they were called living fossils. You can now understand why one commentator called this frog the coelacanth of frogs, another living fossil. There are actually hundreds of examples of living fossils, plants or animals living today, that are also found in the fossil record supposedly laid down many millions of years ago. Creationists believe that almost all of these fossils were actually formed by Noah's flood. In fact, living fossils are an embarrassment to evolutionists, but they're not an embarrassment at all to creationists, who believe that God made all living things at much the same time, about 6,000 years ago.
God not only made all things, but also created the institution of marriage. Read Ken Ham's new free booklet on the dangers of gay marriage when you go to our website, answersradio.com.